The state of California on the brink of disaster, announcing a nearly $16 billion deficit. Governor Jerry Brown today revised the state's budget with new spending cuts and tax hikes. What do the state's financial woes mean for the health of this country? Joining me now, Nick Gillespie, editor-in-chief for Reason.com and Reason.tv. Nick, welcome back to the show. Before we get to this thing in California, which I know is one of our favorite topics when we talk, is Ron Paul. So you're a libertarian. Yep. He says he's reining in his campaign. He sounds like he's darn close to shutting it down altogether. What do you say?
Well, I mean, he is shutting it down. He's still pursuing his delegate strategy, and I think he'll have a strong role to play in the Republican Party's convention and in its platform. I mean, one of the things that he has shown is that the idea of saying government is, you know, should only do certain things and it shouldn't do more than that has taken root, and he's the only one with the pulse in the Republican Party. You know, you've got Libertarian Party candidate Gary Johnson, who's a former two-term governor of New Mexico, also has a pulse. But, you know, Reason interviewed Jim DeMint, Senator Jim DeMint, a couple months ago. He said, look, the Republican Party has to start getting behind things that Ron Paul are saying, because that's the future, a kind of Mitt Romney, an echo of Obama. You know, we'll spend a little bit less than what the Democrats are proposing. That's not going to cut it in November, and it's not going to cut it fiscally. It's not going to help the economy. It's not going to help people down the road.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you say that, because our viewers are outspoken in their support of Ron Paul. A lot of big Ron Paul fans who watch this show. And you wonder just how this is going to happen, how this is going to come across in the coming months with Romney, who, you know, in many ways looks like a big spending Republican.
Well, that's, you know, look, there are only big spending Republicans. You know, to take it to California, one of the things that is fascinating is that between 1999 and 2009, spending in California went up in nominal terms 92%. By the time Arnold Schwarzenegger left office, he was spending double what Gray Davis was spending when Gray Davis got into trouble, you know, and was recalled. The same thing happened at the national level under George Bush. I mean, basically, the Republicans between 2000 and 2006, you know, came close to doubling spending in nominal terms. Under Bush, it went up something like 60% in real terms. The Republican Party is a big spending party. If it wants to get back to its roots, if it wants to do something that would actually help the country, I think it's got to look at Ron Paul and say, look, well, you know, we got to cut spending.
Well, and it's not going to be Ron Paul, clearly, who's the standard bearer after today's announcement, I don't think. But I want to get to California now, because we've been watching this with interest, because suddenly, mysteriously, California has twice the debt it thought it did. Yeah. I'm not sure how that happens, but it's kind of astonishing, and it's a warning sign for all of us in this country. Check that out, $15.7 billion. It's up from $9.2 billion, the estimate in January. At any rate, I want you to respond to something Jerry Brown had to say today. Here's the governor.
We have a more difficult problem. We're going to have to cut deeper. But cutting alone really doesn't do it. And that's why I'm linking these serious budget reductions, real increased austerity, with a plea to the voters, please increase taxes.
So his proposed cuts would be some $7 billion worth of cuts. But come on, you need more than that, right?
Well, and you know, one thing that Brown did say, and Brown at his first tour as governor was a budget cutter. I mean, he cut spending after Ronald Reagan, who increased spending. So Brown has a history in his DNA, not from his father, but from his first tenure as governor. He was able to cut spending. But he's right when he says that California didn't get into this problem overnight and it's not going to get out of it in a single year. But he is wrong when he ties budget cuts and tax increases. It does not work. There is a lot of economic data that shows that whether you're talking about a state economy or a country's economy, you got to cut spending. If you start increasing taxes, you're screwed, because that chokes off all sorts of...
Nick, I mean, California itself just got numbers that show that their expectations for tax revenues were way, way down. They're not getting what they anticipated. Let me ask you this quick question.
And by raising rates, that's not going to make it come up. That's just going to make people leave more quickly. California already has something like the sixth highest state and local combined tax burden in the country. They don't have that much room to go up. And, you know, you can say, well we're going to charge 100% in tax rates. It doesn't mean you're not going to collect any more revenue.
Can't go that much further up, because people are actually leaving. They're getting out. And just a note here, California is about to lose the $3.3 billion in federal dollars for high-speed rail. That could happen. Maybe that's money they should just give up, right? Shouldn't you just say, I don't want that?
Yeah. No, it is absolutely. This is, I mean, the definition of insanity, and it shows that Jerry Brown is not serious when he's talking about cutting spending. And even he's saying, like, oh, pass this tax increase, and we'll increase spending to education. No, it's got to be cuts across the board. But the high-speed rail program has gone up. You know, the price estimates since 2008 have doubled, have more than doubled. and they're saying, oh, well, we can get $3 billion from the federal government if we pledge to spend $100.
Yes. Only in government work.
It's nuts. And
nutty.
It's a
Nick,
sign.
We're going to have to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think we agree on this one, boy. California's out of hand. Don't emulate the California. You do not want to be the Golden State. Great to have you on. Always a pleasure.
Thank you,
Nick.